to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. We are 13 days away from the most joyous day of the year. The day we set aside to express faith, hope, love, and spread joy to others. Here's CeCe Winans with Let's Celebrate Christmas, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Faith, and you're listening to Brand New Day.
God says, I'll be committed to you. I'll never leave you. Nothing in this world could make me walk away.
That was Jason Nelson with Forever. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so elated to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows from Sunday to Saturday. 1 Corinthians 13:13 declares, "Now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love." These three, faith, hope, love, is the theme for December. The Christmas holidays are just around the corner, and it's so easy for us to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of all of our holiday busyness. Deanne and I want to bring back into focus the reason for the season during this entire month. We hope that you will be richly blessed and filled with hope and joy of this season and always. Here's Sweet Little Jesus Boy We Didn't Know by Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers, and Angels We Have Heard on High by Kiara Sheard Kelly and Chrisette Michelle, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
You know, Jesus came a long time ago in the form of a babe, and it was a shame because we didn't know he loved us so much that he came to give his life for us. Come on, say sweet.
Sweet little Jesus boy. Hey. Lying in a manger.
Say it one more time, say sweet.
Sweet little holy child. We didn't know who you were. Long time ago, they laid you in a manger.
We didn't know
that you are
about it.
We didn't know that you came to save us, came to redeem us. We didn't know. Hey.
Sing glory, oh yeah. You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. As we celebrate the most joyous time of the year, Deanne and I are so excited to share an interview from a phenomenal guest last year that we believe is still relevant, especially during this time. We hope you get so much out of it and enjoy.
We are so excited because we have an incredible guest with us on this evening, just doing some wonderful things to help others transition and move forward. Our first guest is speaker, grief counselor, transitional life coach, and author. Let's welcome Dr. Tanya Cunningham to the Brand New Day family. Good evening, Dr. Cunningham.
Well, hello, Miss Emily and Deanne.
Hi.
We're so glad to have you join us this evening. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to each of you. Thank you so much for the invite. I'm honored to be here on your platform tonight.
Thank you so much. We're happy to have you to be an extended family member of Brand New Day. Mm-hmm. So we know that we kind of went over some of the things that you do, but we would love for you to tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay, sure. Well, hello, everybody. Again, my name is Dr. Tanya Cunningham, and I am known as the Grief Doctor. Why? Because I help grieving and hurting individuals. I help them transition from loss to life, from pain to purpose, and to recognize that there is life after loss. It's just a different life. And I do that by way of settings such as this on tonight, by conducting seminars, workshops, by coaching, by one-on-one counseling, and writing books. So as a grief counselor, transitional life coach, and an author, again, I help people really try to transform one day at a time, and that just encourages me to help people transform one life at a time.
Awesome, awesome. And
so Miss Tanya, I have a question. Would you say that grief is the most difficult feeling we experience as human beings?
Yes, Ms. Deanne, I would, especially for us as believers, because a lot of times we haven't quite understood grief, and we have sometimes thought it was, if we have grief, it means that we have less faith, and we're not exercising the faith that God has given us. So it's difficult a lot of times because we really don't understand it and know what it is, but it is certainly universal, and absolutely everybody experiences it.
Yes. So Dr. Tanya, so how would you say we should handle discussions of grief, especially right now as it pertains to everything we're going through with COVID-19 and just what our children may be hearing on the television or from parents? I know we recently experienced some issues in our family where we're in mourning right now. And kids are at home doing virtual school, and so that's a process within itself. And so just taking it all in as young children, like what do you suggest, how do we deal with our children?
A great question, Deanne. The first thing I would suggest is really to acknowledge it. One of the things that I can appreciate about this time that we're in, even though it's a tough time and a tough situation, but it's also been a moment when this global pandemic has brought grief awareness to the forefront, to where we can no longer ignore it. We have to deal with that elephant in the room. So my main suggestion and the first suggestion is to address the issue, to sit down and talk about it. I've gotten many messages via inbox, text, email, because people are feeling, this is what they'll say, I'm feeling some type of way, but they don't know what it is, and it's actually grief. Now, when it comes to our children, I encourage people to include your children in the grief process or in your crisis when someone has died. And from ages, I would say 7, the experts would say from 7 and up, because they're able to kind of understand loss at that point. But children are more resilient than we are as adults. So, again, include them and basically talk to them about it from your perspective. Because if you don't, the world will teach them. And it may be something that you really don't want them to learn.
That is something. And I think, you know, because I have a 7 and a 10-year-old, and I think that in a normal situation, like grief is a conversation that that we've been able to kind of discuss. But this year, it just seems like everything has been so overwhelming. And so I just know a lot of parents are probably, you know, struggling with just how to have those difficult conversations with their children. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great question.
Absolutely. So you, Dr. Cunningham, you're an author, and I just wanted to ask, I have a couple more questions. One of the questions, tell us about your latest book that you have out, because we want our listening audience to grab hold to valuable and meaningful materials as they navigate through that process. Deanne and I are, you know, well acquainted with that. Both of us lost our mother. Mm-hmm. She lost her mother several years ago, and it's been almost 3 for me.
Wow. Well, definitely my continued condolences to you both, and you definitely can understand what we're talking about grief. I listened to your broadcast previously, and again, I love the segments that you have in there where you're talking about it, especially during this time. And this new project is the sequel to my first book. This book is called Grief Work is Essential, Not Optional. Let the Healing Continue. And it's a memoir of overcoming grief, depression, and rejection. So it's about my life, but the goal is for the reader to see their life story and to really understand how loss has impacted their lives. So what I help people do is to identify grief, because it is a part of our everyday life. We just don't talk about it, or we just don't recognize that it is. So the book, again, is about, it deals with misconceptions about grief only being about death when it's not. It's about loss. And just being, like you said, the children are going through grief. Pastors are missing the members of their church. I mean, grief is experienced through loss of employment, loss of your health, loss of your house. So that's what this book is about, to help you really dig deeper into your healing process. And it is essential. If indeed you plan to live a healthy life, you must do your grief work.
Yes, as I take a deep sigh, I'm trying to do my best, Dr. Cunningham, to do my grief work. Now I just take it moment by moment, minute by minute,
absolutely,
second by second, day by day.
Absolutely.
And we may
it's
have
a process.
To call offline. I
believe
you.
Me, I'm open. I am open to do that. All of us have to do it. Our grief work, I've had to do it. And believe it or not, this book was birthed in the pandemic. So it came from the pressure of that, having to go deeper in my healing. And so you guys can definitely get it from the website, drtanyacunningham.com. Or if you're local in town, you can inbox me via Facebook or Instagram, and we can meet, and I can give it to you personally.
Yes, I would have to get a signed copy. So I would definitely entertain that in a socially distant fashion. I hate the sign.
Absolutely.
But I'm gonna
right.
be selfless and not selfish.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And you're also known, we've talked about grief and you being a grief counselor, and as being the grief doctor, how would you encourage grieving during this holiday season? Because general grief to me is different than the holiday season. It's like an extra heaviness that mm-hmm. kind of comes upon individuals depending on, you know, who you are.
Right.
So,
you're exactly right. Some people call it the holiday blues. So even if you're not even dealing with grief, people who are alone go through the holiday blues. So in reality, it's like a triple effect impact that we're experiencing. You have the holidays, you have the pandemic, and grief in itself. So you have all of those, which kind of complicates of the situation, and it moves people into complicated grief. So my encouragement to you in the holiday season is to take some action. First thing, acknowledge it. Acknowledge where you are. If you're feeling sad, feel sad. Give yourself permission to do that wherever you are in the spectrum. And then once you do that, start creating your new normal. Create your new normal. Because, again, the life that you had prior to your loss, unfortunately, is no longer. So you have to create that new normal. And then key is to take time for yourself. Take time for yourself. And then lastly, the S, as it relates to acts, moving into action, is to seek help and set boundaries. To seek help and set boundaries during this holiday season. And those are three things that I think that can kind of help you on the process of healing.
Awesome. Dr. Cunningham, we are so grateful that you joined us this evening. Thank you so very much. So where can our listeners reach out to you online as well as social media?
Great. You can reach me on Facebook, Dr. Tanya Cunningham, as well as Instagram and LinkedIn, Dr. Tanya Cunningham. And the website, again, is Dr. Tanya Cunningham. Everything is that. And thank you so much for this opportunity to come on. You guys keep doing the great work. And
Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue. That was Virtue with The First Noel. And you're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. In spite of everything that's going on in our lives, it is a blessing that we still have a hiding place in God in which we can take refuge, knowing that He has not forgotten us. Here's Not Forgotten by Israel and New Breed, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
I am not forgotten. My
My name is Carrington Marzette. I'm the founder of Groupie Pajamas, and I am listening to The Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated. And its strength.
Misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all. I got a story to tell. And I know. You favored me. because
my enemies
they did try, but they couldn't triumph
over me.
Yes, they did try, but it didn't work.
Couldn't triumph over me.
I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Is patient, caring.
Love is kind.
Is
kind. Love
is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
I've had my share of love.
Who abused my love. They manipulated it.
And
took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because
my enemies
they did try. Sing it, y'all.
Over me.
But they couldn't triumph over me.
Yes, because
great is he that is in me than he that's in the world.
They whispered,
that's what they did.
Conspired.
That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies.
God,
but God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in.
But it would not fall. Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me. God favors me.
I spoke life and prosperity.
Prosperity.
I even spoke
health.
He favored me.
They whispered about me.
They conspired against
they
me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored
me.
My character.
He
faith in me.
Will not fall.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise. God favors me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And
I speak health.
And I speak health. God favors me.
They whisper. They conspire. They told their lies. But God
favors me.
Was going through,
I speak life,
and I spoke
prosperity.
And I spoke prosperity.
through. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith with me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith with me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith with me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it.
Yes.
Till you will,
yes.
Say yes,
yes.
Because I got
it
through my crisis,
yes.
Difficulty,
yes.
Through my hard
yes.
Time, I found favor,
yes.
Favor.
Yes.
I got it, I
yes.
Got it, I got it, I got it. I got it,
yes.
And the Lord gave it
yes.
To me. You know what, y'all, I got
yes.
Another witness.
I'll be happy to tell you why.
Got faith with me.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
Got faith with me.
Some days the well was dry, but I have the same reply.
Got faith with me.
Evil wants to bring me down the side.
Hey, God.
But God.
Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
My name is Michael W. Waters, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Yeah.
one who came to die for us and our sin.
Bishop Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship Choir, and He Is the Reason by Fred Hammond. And you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow the We Talk Radio Network on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are abiding in faith, hope, and love, especially during this season. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for this time and this season. Thank you for the greatest gift you gave us, and that is your Son. Thank you that He not only came, but He lives on the inside of us and dwells in us. Thank you for the gift He gives us each and every day. We love you and adore you. We ask you to order our steps as we go throughout this week, oh God. Give us safe passage to and from our various destinations, Lord God. Protect us, cover us. We speak Psalm 91 over our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we will continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would love to leave you an empowering scripture for this week from Romans 15 and 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Kirk Franklin and the family with Jesus Is the Reason for the Season.
Angels, we are.